Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We've got a drive moment, and I hope he doesn't talk about shots and peeping being overzealous. What side hustles or short courses have changed your life or boosted your finances? Ooh, like a fiance. Okay. So before I get into details, I know, like when I was growing up, you know, and I think I was explaining it to someone that, you know, when you grow up, when there's poverty in the family home, right? When you're, say, maybe 5 or 6 or 7, you're not aware because you're protected. Mm. Once you hit 14, 15, that's when it dawns on you, Raymond, there's a struggle in this house.
Money doesn't grow on trees.
No, when I want a Coke, I can't get it.
No.
They show me the tap.
Yeah.
To go and drink water. So what I did at that age was, I needed money. I needed to go to the movies. You know, I needed to do certain things. So I started being a caddy at the Pimville Golf Course.
Of course,
yeah. Being a caddy obviously enabled me to buy things like apples, oranges, and peanuts, which I sold at Orlando Stadium on weekends. Nagile smoke, Sarah, guys. That's tough. Because that's when you... So I used to sell... when there was a derby, Kaiser Chiefs and Pirates, I knew what I'm going to make money.
Sold out.
I come back with an empty box.
Thank you.
The whole week, movies, I'm there. It was about one rand. So there was a movie house in Kliptown. We used to go on weekends, me and my friends. So that's how I had a side hustle from a very early age.
And you've never stopped, because with what you are doing right now,
of course,
it's what you have learned back then. Guti, you can't rely on care from mom.
No, you can't.
I need to get isagala ma or isagala logo. Right now, you are on radio. In Tamba,
we are
humble.
DJ somewhere.
Yeah. And we are still hustling.
Yes.
It's not like it's something that you like. Mm. Oh, long grand. This is for life and guaranteed. It's not guaranteed for life.
Yeah.
And I was explaining to you off air, like, you know, it's so strange. Like, back in the days in South Africa, you could actually survive just by having one job.
Yeah. Easy.
You'd hear stories from Americans saying they do 3, 4. You'd be like, yeah, laugh.
And people don't...
And professional jobs.
Exactly.
The problem right now is that even professional jobs are not enough. There are nurses, teachers, doctors that need some extra or side hustle. And you know, some of those jobs really require a lot from you. You are standing for long hours. Teachers are teaching our kids. And they still need to sell Justine. Sell Tupperware.
Yeah.
Because...
Change some tambo. Change some hamper. Slippers.
So a lot.
And this is because you have a stable job. That is really not paying.
Yeah.
That's not paying.
Yeah.
So maybe a side hustle is not maybe. It's needed.
Yeah.
So that means I should have done radio pal. Or should have done stand-up song.
Only.
But I'll phone radio. Nope.
So the guy who wrote the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. What's his name?
I don't know his name, but I see him, the Chinese guy.
Yeah. Once said to me.
Or Asian guy. I don't.
Yeah, yeah. He's American.
Yeah.
He once said to me, "Mind your own business," and I thought he was insulting me. He was basically saying.
Robert Kiyosaki. There we go.
So he was basically saying to me, "Don't focus on one job.
Yeah.
While you are doing your 9 to 5,
yeah,
find a side hustle."
Yep.
Good.
So that's what he meant by mind your own business. So yeah, that's what we're talking about today, this afternoon. Kaya family, please drop us a voice note. We really appreciate it because we rely and depend on you so that we can get paid. The 25th is around the corner. 063-688-0959. What side hustles or short courses have changed your life or boosted your finances?
Share your voice note now.
063
0959.
During COVID, when I was sitting on the ground and people were not flying and I wasn't taking people anywhere, so I decided to learn how to trade and invest in the stock market. Fast forward, it's been 3 years now, and I've been investing in the specifically in the US stock market, and yeah, that's now turned out to be a good side hustle, and something that I will definitely use into my retirement.
I used to stay in Pimville as well, but what I used to do, because as a girl you couldn't really carry, I used to walk to Clipdown from Zone 7, buy ice creams, and I used to sell ice cream. I used to be able to buy bread at home, buy condensed milk, buy Rama when I was in standard 4 and standard 5, standard 6. Yeah, the only thing that stopped it is when we had to go to boarding school, go some kashlego. But otherwise, yeah, Lena, I grew up hustling, and I mean, especially if you come from a family of 6 kids, you just have to hustle, and you're the only girl, ne? You have to push.
Some kashlego. Respect the wood. Respect the wood.
I'm like, what?
Some kashlego. I still look shinang asva.
Yeah, some kehleza.
Yes.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, shucks. The way you spoke, it's as if you knew. Do you know what some kehleza means?
No.
Okay.
It doesn't mean.
So it's very interesting.
Do you know what sunsteren means?
I think the...
You think, okay.
Okay, let's leave it.
So
here.
I think I love... I mean, this lady here, how she used to hustle, and for her family.
For sure. Buying all the way to condensed milk. Guys, condensed milk, you get cheese over.
Well, Ken, I've come and done a hustle, and I want to span. Side hustle. I know abantu abasebenza this poison that have side hustles, whether they're selling eggs or they're selling clothes or they're selling something. Maria Sevens, the Corona 9 to 5, or the sons of my sheep, my sons are 4 days in. The 4 days off are off my
Upis
and something else.
Upis.
Salary one, I cook rent.
Even Ubers have become a great side hustle for a lot of people now, which is amazing. And that pilot who was grounded for a while during COVID, I'm assuming he's a pilot, because he said I couldn't fly people anywhere, and he started trading. That's also a nice trade.
Yeah, did he say he was a pilot?
He said people were not flying, so I couldn't take anybody anywhere.
Okay.
So either he's a pilot.
I thought he was driving an Uber. That's the impression that I got. So, I mean, okay.
To the airport.
Thank you very much.
As a pilot.
Thank you. Bye.
Some courses, I did social auxiliary. It's a 1 year course. Then I am where I am today. Ginali, a degree from UNISA, Government Admin and Development Studies. Yeah, I'm living a comfortable life now because of that short course.
My side hustle is herbal tea making. So when I get home, I have to put herbs together, make tea for different people. It's been sustaining me since 2020.
Really?
Yeah.
Herbal tea.
2020 is 5 years later.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're big guys. Anything to do with health and beauty, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, but I guess, I mean,
can't go wrong.
During COVID, things were really bad. I know with entertainment, some of us, you know, I mean, I always say, I was so fortunate that I'm on radio.
Same here.
Gigs were gone.
There's nothing.
And you had guys who were driving Amachi work on Bacalama 2000 rand.
Yeah. Mm. Just that's to how, get by.
Oh, when it was crazy.
Without radio, I would not have survived.
Oh,
without radio, without Kaya 959, I would have never survived COVID.
Because at that time, I was
I'm serious.
Deep in events at that time. Deep. If I didn't have this job, I don't know what I've done.
Yeah.
I would have done. I honestly don't.
I know. I used to do. We did this event called Youth and Dala in Cosmo City. The first one was a success. We made so much money.
Yeah.
Right. The next year, we planned to work on another one.
Yeah.
And obviously, you have to pay for sound, flyers, banners, and the artists, you give them
percentage.
Yeah, 50%. Ne? A week later, Cyril, what?
I was with my mom at 10 B's.
That time, you've spent maybe a good 150K.
Goodness.
180K. Cyril, recover a shango zino. And mawe yakuma atistori bathi hayi angitsuzwenza enye
bathi
umgharimbe bathi hayi angipinch angitsuzwenza enye uSiril Makavula asikakayenze enye we umgharimbe
usakolodumgharimbe
leyo mali leyo
naming and shaming
is my guy. He's probably say what hayi tlanu ngamari ithingi ikhiphe Makavula ah siphezwe kwayo
so we yetsani
I'm not gonna get it. Yeah, sound even worse. The banners and flyers.
Ish. Yeah, so that's a write-off. But sound you can get.
Good luck.
Imali.
Hey, kira it's a youth and dal.
Ngani.
What side hustles or short courses have changed your life or boosted your finances?
Hey, I mean, if you're doing 3 months, you should be seeing you. Spanini, Facebook, around in Jing, 3 months, Bolegisanang in you with 50% interest.
50%?
Young Tinta, Yak Borja, Imperia Pambi. He said, I see them push you, living shine and 2-5 years, I mean, I even faithful.
So, me, Nanya Sevens are full time. I used to be a project coordinator, Sevens are from 7 to 3. After Lapo, I supply my ice, and take some ice. Sometimes in your supply during the week, sometimes on weekends. So man chaisa, yeah, I'm gonna deliver my ice, yeah, I'm gonna pack her. So and it's a very nice business because anytime J, I want to order my ice and mark she side even worse. I'm a worse so J side has young seven zela. Besides, I'm a full time mother and I have a full time job and now I'm a full time student. Hey, go busy.
You know what? My side hustle that I did, it went on to boost my wife and remove her from work. She bought her an H1 bus whereby she's transporting kids and also during the weekends she does some funerals. Yeah, that was my side hustle because about life tough. So yeah,
my side hustle is I make homemade pickled chili. It has boosted me in terms of like petrol and just having extra money for entertainment. I stopped it for a little bit, but Gabona know what I need to pick it up again, especially now that summer is coming. For my extra getting extracurricular activities.
Yeah, mangabim nandi achaya komo the day you decide to do it. Drop it off, Kai. Sizo ipatala shemes.
Oh my, Lomashon is a low 50%.
I pay 50.
So you ask for 500 rand, you pay 1,000.
I pay 5 times. Yeah. I unless people are really desperate.
Of course.
Of course, if you're going to a Mashonisa.
50%.
You are desperate.
Like you would if 5,000.
It turns
we're 10.
Yeah?
You could 10.
I know we in jam phone in. We in jam.
No
chat.
Guys, look on the wrong. That's 100%.
Yeah.
It's like 7.5. Because it's 50% of what you've borrowed. So 50% of 5,000 is 2,500. So it's like 7,500.
That's still a lot.
So if you borrow 100 rand, it's like 150. Yeah, our maths did not match that.
Yeah, your maths.
Ah.
Share your voice note now.
063-688-0959. Monday to Friday, I'm an office administrator for a security company. And then on weekends, I assist the funeral parlor with burials. I drive one of the family cars, and which is like an easy grand per weekend. It's not always that we'd work on Sundays, but Saturdays definitely.
If I can tell you right now, currently I have about side 3 jobs. These are on a full-time base, but I also have my 9-to-5. And then on top of it, I'm still trying to push in the bayelo and eskole on the other side. But zonke lezinto dingagala on daily basis. I have my Bolt driver in the mornings and also in the evenings. And during the day, I'm running indaba zama food trucks. And then online, I've got some few shops on Shopify. And then I also have my 9-to-5. Zonke lezinto dingamina.
Mina, my dad's side hustle landed me a career. So yeah, I used to help out at an internet cafe that he owned, and I was doing something else totally different, a school. And then the next thing, I'm chasing a career in the digital space, and now I'm sitting with a dream job. So yeah, side hustle, definitely. And I have a side hustle as well.
My side hustle a few years ago was selling stockings, ladies' stockings, and men's socks. That was a huge eye-opener for me. I used to make so much money. I never used to not have money. The business was booming so much that I was just like, wow. And that was my first side hustle. So now I'm doing other things. But that for me was so amazing. And unfortunately, the factory where I used to stock got liquidated, and they used to have the best quality stockings and socks.
Side hustle mwe barong salam pick up isalama jita ko regisa makeup. Makeup lady perfume. Yeah. Basadi barata makeup barata perfume. When I go home and stock makeup ka bulk with serious. Abo masadia grows for makeup with lipstick would regard to one go. Abo namala nerira saga blind. Neither no rest of Nara to have an chiano bazama beside Marosalate inside hustle perfume makeup abo basadi barrega.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.